This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The leaders of the Senate were happy Thursday with their deal to avoid a debt default. They were about the only ones. The partisan Senate vote was 50-48, passing an agreement to raise the federal debt limit by nearly $500 billion through December 3rd. The bill now goes to the House, where the Democrat majority will surely pass it, scheduled for Tuesday. Pfizer and BioNTech on Thursday said they submitted an official application asking the FDA for emergency use authorization for their coronavirus vaccine for children between the ages of 5 and 11. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine has a full FDA approval for people 16 and older at this time. A conservative is shaking up the French presidential election, and with 6 months to go, has pulled into second place in the polls. Eric Zemmour, a writer and TV pundit, is second in the latest Harris Interactive poll, USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
A Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
The vaccine police are running things this year at the 125th Boston Marathon this weekend. Tim Berg explains.
Runners are continuing to prepare for the 2021 Boston Marathon happening next Monday. Co-medical director of the Boston Marathon, Dr. Pierre D. Hemmer-Court, explains how they're protecting runners and staff from COVID-19, whether they're vaccinated or tested negative for COVID.
If they don't have that, and we suspect that about 95% will actually have proper cards by a survey sent out, then they get a COVID test. And if they have a negative COVID test or they have positive proof of vaccination, then they will be granted a bracelet that they will be allowed, then they have to wear that the whole weekend to get in any of the venues.
The last Boston Marathon was held in 2019, with 2020 being canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic.
Because of COVID-19 travel restrictions, runners outside the United States can move their entry to the virtual race and be refunded the difference. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Senate on Thursday voted to increase the debt ceiling by nearly $500 billion in a partisan 50-48 vote. The Senate voted to raise the debt limit through December 3rd. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on CNN breathed a sigh of relief.
I think it is damaging to confidence of consumers, of investors. Of course, everyone, including me, breathed a sigh of relief that we were able to reach an agreement that gets us to December 3rd. We were staring at October 18th as a time when we would, run out of extraordinary measures and cash would be running down quickly. So it's important that we have met that deadline.
The bill is now headed to the House for a vote on Tuesday. President Biden continues to force his vaccine mandate on every American, no matter what. Chris Barnes reports.
President Biden making another pitch to get American workers vaccinated, visiting a factory in the Chicago area to promote his COVID-19 vaccine mandate. It applies to companies with 100 or more employees, and he does concede,
I know the vaccination requirements are a tough medicine. Unpopular with some, politics for others, but they're life-saving. They're game-changing for our country.
The federal rule is pending, but some big companies have already gone ahead with vaccine requirements.
We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. I hope you're having a great day, a great weekend as well. For those of you who are listening to the show on our special weekend network, we welcome you. I want to remind you that you can hear us live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Just go to BillMartinezShow.com. Click on Listen Now and have at it, and you get all these great guests. The quality guests that you're hearing right now is typical of what we provide and are dedicated and committed to presenting to you, because we believe in a informed electorate. That is key to the future of our democracy. Clayton Fuller, to this end, joins us now. He served as a White House fellow from 2018 to 2019, advising senior Trump administration officials. He is an experienced federal, military, and local prosecutor, as well as a military reserve officer with a decade of national security experience. Clay, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you so much, Bill. Excited to be back on the program.
Well, let's talk about the DOD vaccine mandates and mandates at all that are looming. I mean, the government itself having the lack of courage that it demonstrates from time to time, they knew that they didn't have the standing to be able to implement, that this would turn into some big constitutional crisis. So what they did, they handed it off to businesses and other outside institutions to impose vaccine mandates and to really set up a more aggressive us against them kind of patina in the culture of, you know, of America today. And they wonder why we're not united.
You're exactly right. And the greatest concern is that they're starting to even turn our most trusted public institutions against conservatives within those organizations, specifically within the Department of Defense. As you're speaking about, I've been designated as, so I'm in the Air National Guard, and I work as a judge advocate general. So if you've ever seen A Few Good Men and Tom Cruise,
yes,
saying, I want the truth, that's my role right now. I've been designated as a defense counsel for members who, within the Alabama Air National Guard, who want to continue to serve and want to continue their careers. And they're being told by the Department of Defense that they're facing being fired because their individual medical choice is being made for them by the Secretary of Defense and President Biden. And so right now I'm trying, as you said, in informing the electorate, I'm trying to let people know what is going on in the Department of Defense. More people mm-hmm. need to know that it's just even going beyond the active duty SEALs that have refused the vaccine and trying to stay in with their careers, but it's hitting our reservists. And I definitely want to talk more about the readiness issue that that's creating if we really are going down the route where we're going to fire good people over this individual medical decision.
Well, it's like the dominoes are starting to fall, Clay. If they fall here, then, you know, everything else is a piece of cake. But then the other thing that I consider is going forward is what happens 2-3 years down the road when we realize, this was a lot to do about nothing. And meanwhile, people's lives and careers have been compromised. Can you say humongous lawsuit down the road?
Absolutely. And that's you know, in my normal job, I'm advising the command and protecting the Air Force. I'm in a different role in this defense counsel position, but you almost want to take the Department of Defense by their collars and say, hey, as an attorney advisor, are you not seeing these issues down the road? Mm-hmm. Is there not another regime that we could go down besides threatening people who have raised their hand? This isn't a draft. These people haven't been forced into the military.
Right.
These are volunteers that raise their hand to leave their community to serve our country. And it's just remarkable that this administration is, as President Biden said to all of us, just losing patience with people who have volunteered.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people that we can't lose. The folks that I'm talking to are people who have been in for 17, 20 years.
Exactly.
And we have invested so much as American taxpayers in these individuals, and we need them in their careers. They are critical to our great power competition fight with China. But
and you're going to let that, you're going to let that stream of quality talent exit stage left? I mean, at what security cost does that create for, you know, our country's defense?
You're exactly right. My concern, I think this indicates not only with what we saw with losing a war in Afghanistan, I think this messages to China that we're not a society who is ready for a big fight and is looking to win that fight. Mm-hmm. If you are firing people who have spent their career and developed skills over decades, if you are willing to fire special operators like Navy SEALs, who the American taxpayer has spent at least $500,000 in training, mm-hmm. then this is a country who is not serious. And that's everything that we're indicating. And it truly frightens me. And that's why I'm going to go to the mat to fight for all these individuals. And,
well, I appreciate you doing that.
One of the most ironic things is I was on Task Force 31, which was one of President Trump's initiatives to go into nursing homes and protect our most vulnerable to this pandemic. This was very early on in the pandemic, so spring of 2020. And I've got a guy that I'm representing that was on that task force, raising his hand to volunteer for that task force to protect our elderly from this pandemic. And this is someone now that the Biden administration is wanting to fire because he won't go and get the vaccine. Where were those individuals in the early part of the pandemic? They were in their basement hiding.
Exactly.
And my client was out there cleaning nursing homes trying to save lives. That's what makes me so angry, Bill.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, that we're ignoring here, and we keep bringing this up, and can somebody answer the question, please? I mean, it's vaccinated, unvaccinated. What about those of us who are participating in herd immunity? We got the virus. We went through the process. Our own natural immunity system took over. And according to the studies in Israel of, 80,000 cases, they discovered that people who had the virus were anywhere from, 6 to 13 times more effective in combating this virus as opposed to having the vaccine. My own personal doctor who got the vaccine now has COVID. So this is what we're seeing here. And it just seems like common sense has left the building because this has become a political football. And the people are in the middle being pulled three ways to Sunday. And they wonder why the chaos continues, to run rampant in the discourse of our country.
Right. You're exactly right. Yep.
So when are we going to address this issue? When are they going to really do? I mean, we've got enough information in this country. with, you know, following the science and everything. I mean, this is a simple deal. You know, tell us how many people have got the disease and what their immunity looks like. Because I personally, when I got COVID back in March, I went to my doctor, I ran a battery of tests to check, you know, what was going on with my antibodies, and he told me right then, he says, Bill, do not take any medication you don't need. Your immunity system is fortified as a result of you having had the virus. So I have taken his counsel and his advice, and I am not about to take the jab because I'm already better immune to the virus than what the jab could give me.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Thank you.
fresh and independent we are, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. No 8-second sound bites here. Okay, we go deep into the topics so that you have a better understanding of what is going on, and we're fortunate to have experts like Clayton Fuller with us, who is a gentleman who served as a White House fellow from 2018 to 19, advising senior Trump administration officials. He's also an experienced federal, military, and local prosecutor, as well as a military reserve officer with a decade of national security experience. You know, on that security experience, Clayton, I want to lean on that for just a minute. Based on what is happening with this current administration, boy, I'll tell you, I am real concerned, as you must be, regarding our national security. This is Obama insecurity, national security, or national insecurity again. I mean, we went through 8 years of our national security being compromised, and Joe Biden was going to, you know, do so much better, and he was going to unite our forces, and look what's happening now. We're back to what Marco Rubio had announced during the 2016 presidential campaign. He said, look, here's where we are right now. Our enemies don't fear us, and our allies don't trust us. Well, deja vu one more time. Here we are.
Exactly right. You think we would have learned the lesson from 2008 to 2016 on what the security environment would have looked like. And, you know, ISIS, as they were called, where they were supposed to be the JV team. Now they have their choice on where they want to operate. Do they want to be in Africa? Do they want to be in Afghanistan? Because it's wide open. China looks at the world and says, hey, this is going to be a Chinese century. They've got a doddering old fool who's their chief executive, and that continues to divide them. They're going to be, and they're already everywhere in the world, and they're going to be resurgent in the Pacific. And when the Trump administration was really making some needed changes there and trade policies that the Chinese Communist Party was actually afraid of. But Joe Biden's tied way too close to Beijing. And you saw that initial meeting with some Chinese officials and Secretary Blinken. I mean, the Chinese came out throwing punches, and we essentially said, oh, we're very sorry to have offended you. And that's what's happening across the country. And then essentially Joe Biden's initial statement was diplomacy was back. And for the first time in our history, the French ambassador has been recalled from the United States. And that's just purely because we're not communicating with our allies and doing deals that make sense. And we're going to empower Iran over the Abraham Accords that were kind of flourishing throughout the region and the Mideast. And everywhere you look, it seems like we're failing across the world.
Yeah, and how do you have a president of the United States doesn't know that a economic decision against France was unaware of it? And then here you got John Kerry throwing him deep under the bus, saying that, he was surprised at the reaction by the French, that he said that he didn't know that this would be the president, did not know that the sale of, nuclear submarines was going to be a problem.
Yeah, that's problematic. That's something that if nothing like this happened in the Trump years, but if it did, they would have been talking endlessly about this. There's this one crisis after another, and the press doesn't even want to keep up with the train wreck that's happening. And then
exactly
to discuss what's happening on the border there. In April we were at like. And the Trump administration talking about maybe 16,000, even less crossings. Then over the summer, 200,000 crossings. And you talk about a national security crisis. You saw the governors with Governor Abbott. I think there were 9 other state governors that were down there at the border. And I'm seeing this in my own community, fentanyl overdoses. They've seized more fentanyl at the border this year alone than the 3 other years combined. There's enough fentanyl that's been seized at the border to kill every American in this country 7 times over. That's a national security issue.
Without a doubt.
Nobody cares about it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even a judge has to finally step in and try to right the wrong here. I mean, this is shades of memory. Again, Obama, you remember the meeting, the infamous meeting of, then governor of Arizona, Jan Brewer, with Barack Obama, and she was confronting him, and they were trying to make a move to protect the border. I mean, what are we coming to here, Clay? Are we going to have a constituency of governors that somehow pass a law that really take the border out of the hands of this kind of precarious and random behavior and policy making by presidents who come and go every 4 to 8 years?
Unfortunately, so I think we're going to have to see state governors step up and take on federal responsibilities. That's going to be a heavier burden on those taxpayers in those states, but it's a real crisis that's impacting communities across the country. And that's not even to mention, I'm sure you saw the FBI crime statistics that came out on the largest murder rate spike in American history. And it just seems just across every possible policy issue, this administration and the left are completely failing. And I think that's starting to be representative and are represented in their poll numbers. But we just got to keep the pressure on, because this is where we see the slow and deliberate destruction of American institutions and American ideals. And you and I are fighting against it.
Exactly. Well, the polls are quite evident. I mean, the president's numbers are in the tank. I mean, it's unbelievable how they have, they've just plummeted. But the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, Clayton, we have ourselves to blame. We have the government that we elected. I mean, you can talk about the shenanigans and the cheating and all that kind of stuff, and I know people don't want to hear it, but let's just take responsibility. It's like, look at, we elected Joe Biden. He is the president of the United States. The Democrats have control of the House. We got a 50-50 split in the Senate, but for all intent and purposes with the vice president. I mean, all these policies and things that they have, thrust upon the American people, what they've done with policies that have exacerbated the issue of inflation. I mean, to the point now that according to a recent analysis, about $175 per month of inflation challenges is what the consumer, the everyday consumer in America, is faced right now. And this is even before this, $3.5 trillion, which could end up being about $6 trillion, and however they negotiate it down, it's going to have an impact. Because, these scallywags, what they do is they say, okay, if it's 3.5 or 6 trillion, whatever the real number is, over 10 years, well, we'll cut it in half, and now we'll pass a bill, say 1.5 trillion, so maybe 1.7 trillion. So they just cut the baby in two, and have it for 5 years with all these entitlements and everything, and then Republicans come in and take over, and they know these entitlements are stupid, they're ill-serving, but they know that it's a political anathema to cancel them, because once you've got an entitlement in place, forget it. The people, are not going to let it go.
You're exactly right. And then when conservatives will fight back against that spending, they'll be saying that they don't care about minority communities and communities across this country. And that's where those, I would urge your listeners to go and look at those crime statistics that the FBI put out. But we're talking about a 50% increase in the killing of law enforcement officers in 2021. I think I saw a number for Atlanta, which is, only 120 miles from where I am. There's something of between 300 and 350 people shot in 2021 in Atlanta. 291 of those have been Black Americans. And I'm tired of hearing from the left that they care about Black lives and minority lives, because they don't. Those policies fail, and we see that those communities are continuing to suffer extreme violence. And every policy that they're putting in place is making everyone's pocketbook not be able to pay for the things that they need. And it's the policies that conservatives that would put in place would create law and order for these communities, where they could have economic growth, have more money in their pockets, and see less lives lost. We really are the leaders in this country who care about all lives, Black lives, Hispanic lives, and I think that's being shown in the numbers, and nothing is clear.
Right there. Clayton Fuller, thank you.
Appreciate it. My granddaughter.
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love.
Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The leaders of the Senate were happy Thursday with their deal to avoid a debt default. They were about the only ones. The partisan Senate vote was 50-48, passing an agreement to raise the federal debt limit by nearly $500 billion through December 3rd. The bill now goes to the House, where the Democrat majority will surely pass it, scheduled for Tuesday. Pfizer and BioNTech on Thursday said they submitted an official application asking the FDA for emergency use authorization for their coronavirus vaccine for children between the ages of 5 and 11. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine has a full FDA approval for people 16 and older at this time. A conservative is shaking up the French presidential election and, with 6 months to go, has pulled into second place in the polls. Eric Zemmour, a writer and TV pundit, is second in the latest Harris Interactive poll. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Well, buckle up. Everything you need to know about buying a car this fall. We've got the KBB.com senior managing editor here with us to discuss how car shopping has changed and how to score the best deals. Plus, what to consider when deciding between a 2021 vehicle purchase or maybe waiting for a highly anticipated 2022 model. So if you're in the market for a car, you're in for a bumpy ride. We'll tell you that right now. Vehicle prices, both new and used, have hit all-time highs, and with the automotive industry still feeling the lasting impacts of the pandemic, everything we knew about car buying has changed drastically. As I mentioned, Matt DeLorenzo, the senior managing editor at KBB.com, is here to share tips on navigating the road to a new vehicle, from the continuing chip shortage and sparse dealer inventories to high sticker prices. Matt, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm eager to talk to you because I may be in the market for a new car, so I'm ready to take notes. So let's talk a little bit about the current state of car shopping.
Okay. I'm hoping you're buckled up, as you mentioned. Right now, it is very unusual. In the many years I've covered the business, we've not seen people paying literally almost sticker price for new vehicles. There's always been some negotiating room. There's always been some incentives out there. Not this year. The pandemic last year shut down manufacturing. People started buying more consumer electronics. Some of the chip production shifted away from automotive. Mm-hmm. And then when demand came back, it came back a lot faster than the manufacturers could gear up their production. So we had inventory shortages last year, and then some supply chain disruptions in the chip market. There was a fire in a factory in Japan and a bunch of other things going on, and new vehicles just aren't being built at the rate that people were demanding them. So we were seeing record prices, fewer incentives, and also there's been a huge impact to the used car markets where if you can't buy a new car, people are buying used cars, and we're seeing used car prices bid up to record levels. And on top of that, the rental car companies last year sold off their fleets. This year they're trying to get their fleets back because people are traveling again. So they're also competing for both new and late model used cars. So it's kind of a crazy mixed up world out there right now.
Exactly. Talk about timing and supply, demand, and all that. And speaking of used cars, I mean, you've got dealers. I mean, that's about the only incentive right now is the dealers are looking for used cars. So they're offering pretty aggressive prices for used cars. But then what happens is that that advantage you may get in selling your used car is going to vapor pretty quick when you have to go and buy another car because you're going to have to pay that incentive back to the dealer, right?
You're absolutely right. It kind of is a zero-sum game if you're coming in to trade a vehicle. But, you know, if you have a third car or a second car that you're not using that much and you can get by on one car for a while, you seriously might look at trying to sell that car. Dealers, like you said, are offering really good prices. It's a hot market for used cars right now, and if you can get by without one, do it. But as you mentioned, if you're going to trade it, you're whatever gain you have, you'll probably see disappear in the higher new car price.
Yeah, without a doubt. How much longer do you think this is going to last, Matt?
Well, you know, these things have a way of correcting themselves. I think in the late summer we were seeing that the market was still pretty superheated. And people were willing to pay sticker or above sticker for highly desirable models. I think, you know, the fact that they were getting really good trade-in values was encouraging them to stick it out in the market and try and find the car that they want. But lately it's been slowing down a bit. So what I see happening is that people, as they balk at the higher prices, and the manufacturers have a chance to catch their breath and catch up and build more cars, I think the situation is going to stabilize. It may not happen right away, but, you know, maybe going into early next year, we're going to see a little bit more normal market. We're going to see a few more incentives. We're going to see better availability of some of the high-demand models. So, you know, in the interim, the thing is that maybe wait and see what happens. Or the other thing is to shop those kinds of cars that aren't in as high demand as some of the SUVs and pickups that we're seeing right now. And that would be things like family sedans and compact cars. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. What about chips? I mean, we're hearing, you know, and you mentioned that a moment ago, that less chips are available. Are we seeing some more chips coming on the horizon here, where are we?
We're seeing a commitment of manufacturers to actually tighten up their supply chains and actually have some supplies sourced here in the U.S. I mentioned there was a factory fire in Japan that took out a big chunk of the chips, and I think it's critical that we do have this production here in the country. And the demand for chips in the automotive sector is only going to intensify. If you look at the level of sophistication in the safety systems on cars today, the blind spot warnings, automatic braking. The cars right now have far more microprocessors in them than they did even just 2 or 3 years ago. And we're not going back. People want those safety systems and driver assist, so manufacturers have to figure out a way to get those chips.
That's what happens when you spoil the consumer. It never ends. It's just like, okay, what have you done for me lately, right?
Although it's kind of interesting in a way that GM has taken some features out of their pickup trucks in order to get them out the door. So things like stop start and cylinder deactivation, they remove those chips, and they're using them for other cars or actually to be able to get the unit out the door and sold. So it's unprecedented times. We're seeing things that I never thought I'd see.
Yeah, well, here we are. We're talking with the senior managing editor at KBB.com, Matt DeLorenzo. Matt, what should we consider when deciding between a current year model and a 2022 new model?
Well, you know, traditionally at the end of the model year, dealers have been trying to move those 2021s off their lots. You know, if you drive around right now and look at most car dealerships, you'll see that they just don't have many cars on the ground anymore. So you're not going to see the kind of end-of-the-year car sales. You know, like Labor Day, typically there is a, you know, car sales events at all the different manufacturers. There were very few of them. Right now, incentives are running at less than around 5% of the sticker price of a new car, on average, industry average. And typically those are up closer to 10%. So there just aren't the incentives out there. There aren't the number of vehicles out there. If you can find a 2021 that you like, you should buy it because it's there and you mm-hmm. can get it. Right. If you can wait, maybe you wait for 2022. And, you know, since people are paying close to sticker price, you might be better off ordering the car you want and get exactly what you want.
Exactly.
And pay sticker for it mm-hmm. and get it, you know, in 6 to 8 weeks.
Right, exactly. How can we approach the car buying process without paying a premium? We've got about a minute left here, Matt.
Go online. The thing is, look at the manufacturer's website. Put in your zip code, because a lot of these incentives are locally based. And you can come to sites like ours. We'll tell you what your current car is worth. So you'll have a reasonable expectation when you go into the dealer what you can get for your car, and also new car pricing, so you'll know what you can reasonably expect to pay. All that information really will help smooth the car buying process.
Well, Matt DeLorenzo, Senior Managing Editor, Kelley Blue Book, you can go to Kelley Blue Book, KBB.com, for more information. Is that correct, Matt?
That's correct.
Okay, KBB.com. Matt DeLorenzo, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bill.
Exam 4 needs to be sanitized.
Persona's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency. She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID. With guidelines and regulations changing by the week, one thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new rate advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Robin Chambers joins us now, the Executive Director of Advocacy for Children at Focus on the Family. Hey, Robin, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you.
Hey, this is awesome here. I want to talk about Sea Life 2021 and that you have just announced the donation of a mobile ultrasound unit to a group of pregnancy resource centers in Texas. What is that going to mean for these pregnancy resource centers?
Yeah, we actually started this conversation, believe it or not, all the way back in June. We had five centers that said they just really felt the Lord's prompting in ministering to women that were at risk for an abortion down close to Laredo, Texas. Mm-hmm. And so I love the unity. I love the thought of them coming together to say, hey, how can we help? How can we support these underserved women? And so this group of five pregnancy centers got together and said, they would staff a mobile unit, one center each day, but they're like, then we need to raise the funds for the actual mobile unit. And a dear friend of mine from ICU Mobile, Greg Van Buskirk, called and he said, would Focus ever consider this? And we certainly did. And so we're just having lots of conversation around that and worked with, you know, our president, Jim Daly, who, as you know, is so pro-life, and he said, yes,
absolutely.
This is something we could do.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent. Of course, Texas, the center of this controversial heartbeat bill, which was in, now it's temporarily on hold, which will no doubt be allowed, end up, being allowed back in as they immediately appealed this federal judge's ruling, who happens to be an Obama-appointed judge. And that's just only to give you some political reference here, because this is one big hot potato, because what this judge wrote about in his 113-page decision was quite inflammatory. It was, I would say, unjudge-like, in my estimation, in why he disapproved this.
Right. And, you know, one of the things that we have to remember is these women are not feeling support from someone. And so this is not a way for Texas or any other state that follows this precedent. It's not a way for us to oppress women. This is a way for us to say there is life. That life began at conception. Heartbeat at 21 days. Now we have an opportunity to come alongside and say, let's support you. Let's give you some opportunity to talk about your options. And I think that was the most disappointing thing to me, was just the complete disregard of life begins at conception. Heartbeat means there's something alive. And why would
exactly.
we discount that?
Well, without a doubt. And I got to share with you, I happened to attend a banquet here was last week. And the guest speaker was Catherine Glenn Foster. You may know her. She's president and CEO of Americans United for Life. And she tells a horrific story when she was a sophomore in college. Raised by a single mom. She's in college. I mean, you know, probably the pride and joy of her mom thinking, oh, my goodness, I'm putting my daughter through college. Anyway, she gets pregnant. Doesn't know what to do. And, you know, I don't think Google was around, but looked in the Yellow Pages at the time, and they directed her to the only option that she had, she was directed to, was like a Planned Parenthood. It was an abortion clinic. There wasn't a care net, or there wasn't a, you know, focus on the family around available that was even, you know, competing with this option of you're pregnant, we can take care of that problem. It's now a problem, right?
Right.
And so she goes in, goes through the whole process. They give her, you know, a little drug to calm her down, and they give her a pill to calm her down. And so, you know, as they are doing the sonogram, she goes, can I see it? And they said, no, you can't. They wouldn't allow her to see it. Then, you know, at this point, she's feeling more and more uncomfortable and agitated, thinking, you know, I don't think this is what God wants me to do. I need to get out of here. And she says, well, I don't want to go through with this. And meanwhile, you know, that's all right. You know, all women go through this moment of dissatisfaction. Don't worry about it. We've got you taken care of. We're going to take care of this problem for you. And they move her off into the next room. Well, in the next room, her agitation had grown to such a point that she was just screaming. She just did not want to, you know, go through with it. Well, Robin, horrifically, they held her down against her will and continued with the procedure and aborted her child against her will.
That's heartbreaking.
And the thing is I hear this story and I wonder how many other women across the country experienced something this horrific, and it's so deep down in their conscience, they don't even want to remember it. They don't want to talk about it.
Right.
But the courage of this woman to talk about her experience leads me to believe that there are many others that we have not heard from. But this is also why I keep insisting what is happening in this country today against some of this polling, the way that they've manufactured these polling into a favorable narrative to support, you know, the pro-abortionist, because right on the heels of this, you know, this law passing, the heartbeat bill, then the counter-narrative came out. There was this poll that came out that said, you know, a majority of Americans approve of abortion. And I go, you know, that's a bunch of bunk, because organically the response has been that people after, you know, since 1973 have experienced Roe v. Wade, and they see it for the lie that it is, and they're resisting it. And so there's no way that 2/3 of America supports abortion. I, you know, that's one big humongous lie that's being thrust upon the people. And the American citizens need to understand that people are getting the truth. They're realizing what the truth is. Thank God for technology. Thank God for Sea Life. What Focus on the Family has been doing, this mobile ultrasound unit. What a difference. You imagine the hundreds, thousands of people that are going to be affected by this mobile ultrasound unit and the lives that will be saved because mothers are seeing the whole truth and nothing but.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's actually one of the comments that a pregnancy center director that we had at the Sea Life event, she communicated. She said, we have women who come in. She calls it the miracle room, the ultrasound room. And
yes.
She said, that's where miracles happen. And she said, there are young women who come in and they have that ultrasound and they are allowed to see that screen. And she said, all of a sudden you can see that they are, you know, mentally grappling with, oh, wait, I was told it was a clump of tissue, and now you're showing me a baby. You're showing me my baby. I can see the heart beating. I can see the outline of my child. And so now you have this realization of this woman saying, I've been lied to. I thought this was the right thing to do in making this abortion appointment. So that technology has allowed us to pull back those scales that exactly. You know, the enemy is so clever in telling these young women, it's okay, it's just a blob of tissue, it's, you're not doing anything wrong. Mm-hmm. And then to be able to use ultrasound to show them the truth, mm-hmm. that has been life-changing.
Well, and you've got women who have experienced, sadly, abortion, and they are speaking out against this lie and talking about the psychological impact that they will carry with them till the day they die as a result of an abortion. And they're very quick, you know, once they open up, but they're very quick and passionate about saying, hell no, don't do that. You do not understand the long-term consequences that will come into play. It is not worth it. Your career, whatever you think may happen, I mean, look, it. You may have made a mistake. You may have sinned against God. But God repeatedly tells us that, look, if you'll just turn to me, if you'll just turn to me. And women who have, in faith, turned to God can tell a whole different story, can't they?
Absolutely. And, Bill, that's one of the reasons I'm so thankful for lawyers like yourself who are willing to tell the story, share that story. That's when the shame goes away. That's when the redemption comes in, is when you're sharing that story. That story that woman told at that banquet, imagine if women across the United States heard that over and over and over and said, oh, I deserve better. I'm not going to make that decision. But you know what? I did make that decision. Now you've told me there's hope and healing.
Yes.
And that's what our world needs right now. It's just that message of hope. You know what? Women deserve better. Don't we deserve better? Our moms are, our sisters and our daughters and coworkers, don't they deserve better than that?
Our unborn children deserve better. I mean, God has entrusted us with this gift. It's not a mistake. And even when some want to hold to the idea that, oh, we've got to protect those women, you know, because of rape or the danger of the mom. I mean, statistics, as best we can tell, Robin, that represents less than 1% of pregnancies in this country today. So for one minor exception, people are willing to over-emotionalize and exaggerate the numbers in order to allow for abortion. And as my friend Dr. John Zemarek put it, in a sense, it's called, you know, retroactive abortion. You know, we're reversing pregnancy. It's retroactive pregnancy at the throne of the God of convenience.
Absolutely.
I mean, look, at my prayer is that we would see this the way the Father sees us, how crushing it is. The Bible talks about the blood of one person echoing in heaven. Well, imagine what 65 million babies' blood must sound like in heaven. The screams that our Father hears because we decided that we wanted to have it our way.
Bill, you couldn't have said it better. We need to be cognizant and join what breaks the Father's heart should break ours as well. That's why Focus on the Family does what they do, and that's why you do what you do. Thank you. Thank you for standing in this fight with us.
Well, thank you, Robin. I'm proud to be a partner with you and Focus on this. She's the Executive Director of Advocacy for Children at Focus.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable
comfortable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.